بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، brothers and sisters, I want to talk about the about another thing which I have mentioned before in the Glory of Allah presentation, and that is the Mariana Trench. Now it's very interesting how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put on this earth something without which it seems that life is not possible. And Allah also mentioned this substance and said that Allah has created all life from it, and that substance is water. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put two kinds of water on the earth. There is salt water and there is sweet water. And sweet water comes from salt water by the process which we know as rain. How salt water gets converted to sweet water. Water is an amazing substance because water behaves unlike any other liquid. The behavior of water is completely different from any other liquid, and the way it behaves is one of the reasons why water does what water does. For example, any other liquid, when it is frozen, the frozen form of that liquid is heavier than the liquid and it sinks. When water freezes, it becomes lighter, so ice floats. Ice doesn't sink. Second thing with water is that, and because ice doesn't sink, ice is also a bad conductor of heat. So therefore, because ice doesn't sink, it covers the top layer of the ocean or the lakes, and so the water below that is just above freezing. So it doesn't freeze solid, the whole thing doesn't freeze solid, which would happen in any other liquid. The other interesting thing is that any other liquid, when it freezes, it contracts. That's why it becomes heavier, because it's the mass becomes more. Water, when it freezes, it expands, it doesn't contract. That also has one of the ways in which, for example, rocks break. Is because of rainwater collecting in minute bigger cracks, and then in winter freezing, and that freezing of rainwater, the ice expands and eventually it cracks the whole rock. That's how weathering happens. Now this issue of water also is, water goes, it freezes to 0 degrees, and then it can't go beyond below that. Even natural water bodies will not even go to zero. Usually it's around 4 degrees or 2 degrees. So there are different kinds of things in water, and that's these are many ways in which there is one theory to say that water actually doesn't belong to the earth. Water came from somewhere else. Of course, Allah knows best where it came from. But without water, there is no life which is possible, and that's how water happened. Now, in the ocean, as I told you, so water basically in the ocean is at different temperatures, depending on what depth we are looking at. But even the deepest part of the ocean, which is what is called the Challenger Deep, in the Mariana Trench, which is off the coast of Japan, in the Pacific, in the Mariana Islands. The Mariana Trench is 11 kilometers deep. Which means that if you put Mount Everest into it, then the whole mountain would sink and you would have 2 kilometers of water above the mountain. 2 kilometers of water. I mean, not talking about small. The weight of the water column at the bottom of the Mariana Trench, the weight of the water column is 8 tons per square inch. That is the weight of 48 Boeing 747 planes. So, 8 tons per square inch. Now, 8 tons per square inch means that anything at that depth will get crushed completely. When there is no, you take a nuclear submarine down there, it will be like a can of Coke over which a truck has passed. Quite literally, it will just crush. There is no question of human life surviving there. That's complete. You would die long before that. I mean, forget about there. Anything other than something which is heavily reinforced cannot even retain its shape at that depth. And that's why it's called Challenger, it's called the Challenger Deep, because of the of a vessel which was taken there by the Swiss scientist Jacques Picard, which was called the HMS Challenger, which was converted into a sea lab and so on and so forth. So that's the reason why it's given that name. Now, but at that depth of 11,000 meters, that is 35,000 feet, Japanese scientists found some varieties of shrimps. They found a scale worm, and they found what is called a sea cucumber, which is another kind of animal. And they captured an amphipod, which is a crustacean. Now, which is again a type of shrimp. At that depth, at the depth of 11,000 meters, 11 kilometers. So, that is more than 35,000 feet. At that pressure of 80 tons per square inch. Now, the question to ask is that something which will crush a nuclear submarine doesn't crush this worm. You have fangtooth fish, you have a particular kind of species of octopus, all of which live at that depth. Now, one interesting thing is that sunlight never penetrates down there. Sunlight actually stops long before that, long before that. So, this part of the ocean, which is so deep, is in perpetual, it's called the midnight zone, and below that, this is below the midnight zone, and this is in perpetual darkness, meaning from the day it was made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sun has never reached there, never. It is totally dark, and it has been like that, and the temperature there is 2 degrees, it's, you know, freezing. Now, we know that anything to exist needs sunlight. All plants do what is called photosynthesis. All animals have different ways of absorbing sunlight. Without sunlight, life cannot exist. So, how does life exist there? Where sunlight has never penetrated. Never, never, never. From the time the earth was created, there is no sunlight in that place. But there is life. Now, as I said again, I mean, whenever I come to some point, I say, this is enough, Allah gives something more. That is, also in this part of the ocean, especially in the Pacific, it's there in all kinds of ocean basins, but especially in the Pacific, there are what are called hydrothermal geysers. Now, basically, to put it, explain it very simply, a hydrothermal geyser is what happens when tectonic plates part. We don't realize it, but we are sitting on a ball of fire. This earth, the core of the earth is liquid. It is molten rock. It is fire. It is melted fire, melted rock at some insane temperatures. And on top of that ball of fire, there is a skin. And to visualize that, think about the skin of an apple. How thick is the skin of an apple? That is the relationship between the crust of the earth or the center of the earth and the soil that we see. Right? That's it. You make one hole and you are in the fire. You don't have to go to Jahannam for this. It is here. We are sitting on top of that. So, what happens is that the tectonic plates at the bottom of the ocean, sometimes they move, and when they move, they part, and what's below that? There is fire. This is molten rock. So, water of the ocean falls on that, instantly turns into steam, and hydrogen sulfide is released. Now, hydrogen sulfide is one of the most poisonous gases in the world. It's absolutely and completely toxic. If you wouldn't be able to breathe. If you breathe, took one sniff of hydrogen sulfide, you would be dead before you hit the ground. It's one of the most toxic substances that gets released, and this forms a geyser. It explodes into the ocean. And there are what are called black geysers and white geysers and so on because of the different kinds of toxic minerals which are dissolved in it. And this pumps up into the ocean, right? The temperature there in the middle of that is 400 degrees Celsius. It is four times the temperature of boiling water. Four times. So now you have this very nice looking place which is got fire at its bottom. It's pitch dark. It has this geyser of water or steam basically coming out at 400 degrees Celsius, and it's filled with hydrogen sulfide. Can anything live there? By now you should know. If I ask you that question, that's not a straight question. The normal, sensible, logical answer is no. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's answer is yes. Allah has created creatures which live in that temperature. They don't live in the 400 degrees, they live in 200 degrees, which is bad enough. So, temperature ranging from 120 degrees to 200 degrees, there are tube worms. Remember, at that depth of water, with that pressure of water, which will crush a nuclear submarine, does not crush this tube worm. Tube worms grow to a height of, to a length of 6 feet, 6.5 feet. They're taller than you are. A tube worm basically has no mouth, it has no alimentary canal, it is like a tube. It absorbs hydrogen sulfide and other chemicals, and it lives by a process called chemosynthesis. There's no sunlight there, so there's no photosynthesis. It uses what is called chemosynthesis to produce energy and to produce what it needs to survive. And similarly, there are other crustaceans, there are, for want of a different name, just to explain, prawns of different kinds, different crustacean shrimps, which live around around the hydrothermal vents, and they feed off the hydrothermal vents. What are they eating? They're eating poison. They're eating absolute toxins. And those toxins are food for them. And they use those chemicals to produce energy. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. Now tell me, how do you teach tafsir of Quran if you don't know this? It's a joke. You're fooling yourself and you will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not teach tafsir of Quran like this, and we talk against the scientists. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is literally zalum and jahura. This is zulum and jahal. It's jahalat. It is ignorance at the worst level. If you do not do research in the creations of the heavens and the earth, you are directly disobeying the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no way that you can understand the glory and magnificence of Allah unless you look at His creation. I didn't say this. Go read the ayat of Surah Al-Imran. This is not my opinion. This is what Allah is telling us. Allah is saying, Inna, verily and truly and surely, emphatically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have simply said, Fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayati li ulil albab. And that lam also is not necessary there. Two emphasis. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard la ayati li ulil albab. Two points of emphasis in that same one ayah, where Allah is saying, look at my creation. Not as tourists. Look at the creation as researchers. Spend your time and energy in understanding what I have created. Why must Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create the worst of poisons, the most toxic of chemicals, and then create creatures to feed on it? Why? What if those creatures didn't exist? What will happen? Will Allah's glory become less? A simple question to ask. Simple question to ask. So what if a creature does not exist in a toxic environment? Because toxic environments kill things. So this is a toxin. Something dies. Nothing can live there. Alhamdulillah, very logical, sensible, mashallah, no problem. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates creatures which feed on the toxin. For them that is food. Why? Who will ask this question? This is my problem. This is my big complaint. And Allah is the witness. We have to change this. We have to inculcate curiosity because Allah told us to do that. Because without that, you cannot understand the glory and magnificence of Allah. And Allah created us for that. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And the Mufassirin have said, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ means إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ. How will you have irfan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you do not even know what Allah has created? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes and to enable us to develop curiosity and to do research and to, for everything we see and everything we discover, to glorify and to praise Him and to fall in sujood before Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ.